Patient's name is Leslie Murillo, first name L-E-S-L-I-E, last name M-U-R-I-L-L-O. Date of birth is 12/31/2006. Date of service is 3/8/2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner. History of present illness. This 15-year-old female presents to the clinic accompanied by her dad. Patient states that she's been having body aches, nausea, sore throat, congestion, fever, and headache for the past 4 days. She does go to these local schools and has had possible exposure to flu. Patient's dad states he also wants to discuss medication for lice. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current med denies medical history, denies surgical history. Denies social history, denies drugs, CTOH or smoke, ROS, CHPI, vital signs, blood pressure 128 over 89, heart rate 118, respiratory rate 16, temp 99.5, O2 98, and she weighs 175 pounds. Physical exam general, she's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed, H-E-E-N-T. She doesn't have any erythema to her posterior pharynx, bilateral tympanic membranes intact. Few nits seen close to the root of her hair with visual inspection of her head. Neck, negative JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1-S2, tachycardia, respirations even unlabored. Clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen felt non-tender, bowel sounds times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4, gait steady. Skin's warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment and plan, number one, influenza A. Number two, lice. Number three, viral syndrome. Number four, febrile illness. Patient did have a flu swab done in the office, which did come back positive for flu A. She'll be given a prescription of Tamiflu to take twice a day for 5 days, as well as some cough medicine from Fed because she does not have any cough meds at home. Patient will be given Natroba 0.9% topical solution to wash her hair with and was instructed to still comb through her hair thoroughly with this specialized comb for the lice. If she has any worsening of condition, she will return to the clinic for further evaluation and possible further testing. Dad does agree with this clinic here, and he was given an opportunity to ask questions. He has none at this time.